If you were to place a bit of that apple on her grave, I'm sure her spirit would greatly appreciate it. Sorry there. I didn't mean to startle you, sweet Barry. No, no, no. I was just offering you a bit of advice, since you seem to be new to this cemetery and all. You don't look old enough to know Miss Lula Doyle, considering she died in 1864, but I could be wrong. If that's the case, you are looking mighty good for your age. Gotta be like me, blushing and everything, with the way you're staring at me so intently, taking in the way my antennae wiggle with every bop of my head. I'm sorry for the distraction. Really, I am, but I can't help myself. I get so excited when meeting someone new. This town doesn't get a lot of fresh blood in it, so pardon my manners. My name is Belinda. I'm the groundskeeper around here. It's my duty to make sure all the flowers stay pollinated and fresh. Change out the dead ones for the fresh ones on certain graves. Make sure nothing gets too untidy or overgrown, you know, that kind of a basic thing. I recognize everyone who actually visits my cemetery, so when I saw a new face, I was excited to buzz on over here. I see you're having a little picnic by yourself. You wouldn't mind if I joined you. Well, aren't you a peach? Don't mind if I do. Making myself comfortable on the blanket you brought. Do you spend a lot of your time in the cemetery, or is it just a special occasion considering the season? It gives me hope that you'll start visiting more often, Barry. Not that my job isn't wonderful. The people here are good to me and everything. It just... well, it gets a bit lonely sometimes. I spend most of my days around dead folk, and they aren't much for conversating, you know? Exactly. And the flowers are beautiful, don't get me wrong. As you can see, they are kept in pristine condition. The flowers don't talk back. They're good for venting, too, but I miss actually talking to people. When I saw you eating your lunch and looking at Miss Doyle's headstone, I figured I might as well come over and say hello. The worst thing you can tell me to do is go away, right? Well, I'm glad you're enjoying my company, sweet Barry. I've been told I'm quite chatty, always offering up more information than strictly necessary. To that, I say if I didn't spend most of my days alone with only the dead and flowers for company, I wouldn't have to speak so much when I finally get my chance. You would think with how many of their family that's actually buried here, they would come and visit more often. This cemetery has been here since the town has been founded. Almost everybody's been buried here. But no, people only come around when there's a funeral of sorts. What brings you to the cemetery if you have no family buried here? This is a great place for getting away from everything. To just have a few moments to yourself. To slow things down and enjoy the world around you. I mean, you're actually listening to what I'm saying instead of scrolling on your phone and tuning me out. So you're already leagues ahead of the locals. I'm guessing that means I'm going to start seeing you around, aren't I? I'm more than happy for the company. You wouldn't believe how quiet this place can get. When the sun goes down for the night, it's almost eerie. Now that summer has left, there's almost nothing left to make noises. The cicadas are underground, the birds have flown south for the winter, and most animals are preparing for hibernation. The only ones out this time of year are people like you and me. The bee groundskeeper and the human who has decided to keep her company. I'm quite enjoying our little conversation here. Thank you for listening to me ramble. I won't lie. The way you're looking at me so intently has started to make me feel some sort of way. Blush painting my cheeks and everything. All this attention from a berry as ripe as you is not something I'm used to, honey. You probably don't realize it, but you look mighty fine like this. I'm sure you didn't plan on going on a date when you were getting ready this evening, but you look good. I can only imagine what you look like cleaned up, hon. Should I take you on a proper date and find out? Look at you. Didn't realize it would be so easy to make you fluster considering the way you're staring at me. Trying to seduce me without ever saying a word. You really don't have to when you have eyes like yours. Could say a million words without ever opening your mouth. Those eyes of yours are telling me every thought you're thinking about. That smirk on your face makes it clear those thoughts you're having aren't pure. Keeping your concentration on me. Don't think I don't notice how you keep flicking down to my lips, trying to sneak a peek at my thorax. Catch just how long my stinger is. Don't think you're being subtle, Barry. I just happen to like the attention from you. That's all. I've got a reputation around these parts for being a little too blunt with what I want. But when you spend all day around death, you realize just how short life really is. Why wait when you know you want something right now? You never know if tomorrow is guaranteed, sweet Barry. For all you know, you're going to fall asleep tonight and never wake up. We just assume the next day is guaranteed, but it's not. This cemetery is filled with people who prove that wrong. For example, Miss Lula Doyle in front of us. She was born in 1832, making her only 32 at the time of her passing. Any of us could be the next Lula Doyle, honey. Reaching my hand out and starting to rest it on your thigh. You don't mind the touch, do you? Good. I wasn't expecting you to feel so soft. I knew humans didn't have exoskeletons like bees, but you feel nothing like me. So smooth to the touch. My fingers start to trace delicate patterns into the skin. You're trying to figure out what I'm drawing, aren't you? It's just flowers. Nothing fancy. I don't know how to draw anything besides what's around me. Will you start coming around more so I can practice my figures? The only way to get better at something is with practice, and I don't have any references around these parts. You're the first person to spend longer than 5 minutes here. The last time I got this amount of conversation was... Oh my God. It was at the funeral that occurred 3 months ago. Jesus, has it really been that long? No wonder I'm talking your ear off. I'm sorry, honey. I didn't realize just how needy I've gotten. It's been so nice talking to you. Even better getting to feel ya. The warmth from your body practically radiates off of you as you stare at me with such clear intent, continuing to listen to everything I say. My hand reaches out to caress your cheek, turning your face from staring at my hand back to the features on my face. You drink in the way I bat my eyelashes over my huge black eyes, the way my antennae bobble just above me, looking lower, tracing the shape of my lips with your eyes. You're trying to hold yourself back, aren't you, hon? I don't recall ever saying you had to do that. If you want me, all you have to do is say so, honey. It's not difficult. No. Not like that. Just nodding your head yes isn't enough for me, sweet berry. I need to hear you say it. Come on, use your words, honey. Tell me how badly you want me. That's the only way you're going to get me, right?